Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And whoops, and aloha America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. And I believe the phone lines are empty right now. Now, I want to get on to the situation regarding Boko Haram, which is the biggest Nigerian scam ever. And more around the world, we're seeing the corporate media and independent media, certainly in other countries at least, basically calling this out as another very obvious piece of propaganda to justify a U.S. military intervention in Nigeria. Because Nigeria is a very large, highly populous, populated country with lots and lots of natural resources. And if the U.S. can gain control of Nigeria, it gives them control over Nigeria's neighbors. They would basically bring a large chunk of the African continent under their control. Now, so far we know that the Nigerian government originally announced that the girls had been released and sent back home after they were videotaped for this very convenient videotape that this guy's put up on the screen. And remember, we know that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton worked to keep Boko Haram off of the terrorist list. There's another story we just put up at whatreallyhappened.com where the Department of Homeland Security has been exposed for maintaining a hands-off list of known terror suspects that will not be interfered with as they come and go to the United States of America. Chuck Grassley has made this public. Now, either these so-called terror suspects are in reality U.S. intelligence agents or Israeli intelligence agents who cannot be interfered with as they go about doing their nefarious business, or the United States needs a bunch of Muslim terrorists on U.S. soil for the next false flag. But it's all fraud and it's all deception. We know that the government of Nigeria retracted the report that the girls had been returned home under pressure from the United States government. This whole thing is fake from top to bottom. And a lot of people are scratching their head and wondering, why is all of a sudden Nigeria, they're going to start another war in Nigeria, they can't even, you know, handle the wars they've already got. Well, that's the point. Too many people are watching what's going on in Ukraine and realizing the absolute hypocrisy and double standards of the United States government. Going in there and saying that a government installed in Kiev by force represents democratic principles, but the referendums held by the people in eastern Ukraine do not. So they need a distraction. So they're going to kick off Nigeria so that the corporate media will obediently stop reporting on Ukraine and Iraq and Afghanistan and all the other debacles that the U.S. has started around the world, and they'll focus on Nigeria. Until that turns into a debacle, then they'll kick off another conflict someplace else as a distraction. Now, very interesting story. As you know, we're in the primary season already, running up to November's midterm elections, and I love this report that came out on Fox News earlier about how Americans are in a bad mood going into the November midterms, signaling that incumbents are going to have a real rough time hanging on to their jobs. Now, over in North Carolina, there was a tie between Clay Aiken and Keith Crisco. Came within 400 votes separating the two candidates, so they were going to have a runoff. Unfortunately, on Monday, Keith Crisco died. Rather convenient for Clay Aiken, who apparently was the star of American Idol or something like that. That's his claim to fame. He was the star of American Idol, so he's going to run for Congress here. The story is that Keith Crisco suffered a fall in his home and was found dead at the scene. Now, this rates a because you have to wonder how bad a fall does it take inside a home to cause death. So this one rates a Apparently, down in the Dominican Republic, a TSA supervisor has been arrested for having sex with minors. Just a reminder of the quality of personnel the U.S. government is attracting to work for it in these various agencies. Over in Israel, a little bit of positive news, former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert has been sentenced to prison for 6 years for corruption and bribery during his time as mayor of Jerusalem. So they're starting to lock some of those guys up. We're going to take a phone call. Alex in Florida. Aloha, Alex. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Not much, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. I was calling in about the caller that just called about Putin and 9/11, how he should claim that the United States did do 9/11 or they helped do it with Israel. And I, in a way, I kind of agree with him. I'm worried that they're all in it together, because all Putin would really have to do is build a coalition, an alliance of countries that felt like there needs to be a real investigation of that. He doesn't
Right now, Putin is building a coalition. It's called the BRICS Nations, and they've got 80 members now. And he's building a coalition that has some real bite to it. Because even if he goes out there and says the U.S. and Israel did 9/11, and even if the majority of people around the world believe him, it doesn't really accomplish anything. It doesn't change anything. Certainly the United States government is never going to acknowledge it. They're just going to go on saying Russia's lying about us, and it'll spin off into a distraction that Putin doesn't need right now. The real war is over economics and the U.S. dollar. And Putin is putting his energies in there. I'm sure that the Russian intelligence services know the truth behind 9/11 just as you and I do. But it's a question of, is this a chip that will be worth putting into play?
Well, you would think that when you recognize a war crime and murder, that we would prosecute the criminals that did that. We would think.
Well, we haven't yet. No, we don't even. We don't even prosecute the bankers. Remember, the attitude of the government right now is only the government can bring legal action. The government has complete control over who gets arrested and who gets charged. Eric Holder basically came out and said, "Yeah, I've got the power to decide who's going to be prosecuted." That's why Lois Lerner has nothing to worry about this contempt of Congress vote that happened. And as long as this government is in control, they will not prosecute themselves for these various war crimes. The only time they're going to be prosecuted is if they go ahead with this escalation of World War III. After they lose, there will be a war crimes tribunal, and a lot of these people are going to be called into the dock. But this government won't even prosecute bankers, let alone, you know, all these people committing torture, clear violations of the Constitution at the Bundy Ranch, NSA spying. This government's completely off the legal reservation, and they have the attitude of medieval nobles that the law should not apply to them.
Well, I was hoping we could build a world coalition of countries that want to prosecute the people that were responsible for 9/11. They committed a war crime, and they're committing war crimes today, and that's the excuse for them to be able to do it. So I would hope that there would be someone like Putin who wouldn't necessarily accuse the United States, but he would say there really needs to be an investigation, just like with Kosovo.
Okay, well, Alex, it's going to accomplish nothing as long as the United States political and economic structure remains intact, and it is that economic structure that is the real threat to Russia, and that's what Putin's dealing with. I understand what you're saying. The polls I've seen all show that most people understand 9/11 was a fraud anyway. Going down that path does not accomplish anything Putin needs to accomplish right now. So he's putting all of his energy into BRICS and trying to basically make sure the world understands that Ukraine is all the fault of the United States' covert overthrow of Kiev 2 months ago. And he's playing this very, very well. 9/11 would be a waste of time. Look how long ago it was. We'll be right back.
Earth. earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And the Russia bashing is escalating in the controlled corporate media. Story from over in the Telegraph in Great Britain. The headline reads, Russia to ban U.S. from using space station over Ukraine sanctions. And, of course, the headline is engineered to provoke a response. How dare the Russians ban America from the International Space Station? Which is not exactly what's going on. What Russia is saying is, in response to the sanctions, American astronauts are no longer going to be able to buy seats on Russian rockets to get to the space station. Which is well within their rights. Their rockets. Now, today on our show, we were supposed to have Hollywood producer Nathan Foulkes talking about why he knows the Boston bombing is a fraud. He was originally supposed to be on the show last week, called in sick. Apparently, he's still under the weather. And I would imagine that he is under tremendous amounts of pressure because the U.S. government maintains a huge intelligence presence inside the entertainment industry to continue to hijack and use it for propaganda purposes. Goes all the way back to the days when J. Edgar Hoover helped kick Charlie Chaplin out of the United States because Chaplin refused to make his movies the way Hoover thought they ought to be made. So it still goes on. And having lost my own career in Hollywood, over the Vincent Foster murder. I understand the risk that people like Nathan Folks and Sean Stone are taking when they stand up and say, look, I see evidence of fault and fraud here. And so they have a great deal of courage. And, you know, I understand people who've worked their whole lives to become a Hollywood producer or director or whatever. They don't want to take risks with that. And but it still does happen. Every once in a while, the government will make an example out of somebody in Hollywood who is speaking out about the obvious government lies, and they'll wreck their career as a warning to everybody else that they'd better toe the line and go on saying da, 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 while Stalin is lying to them here. Now, I had a supporting story, though, for Nathan's interview today, and it's a flashback for a story that appeared some time ago where the Department of Homeland Security admitted planning a training exercise involving the bombing of the Boston Marathon. And backpack bombs, and apparently, according to Department of Homeland Security documents acquired by the Boston Globe, the agents were planning on conducting this training exercise where they were going to plant backpack bombs all over the place and challenge the security services to locate all of them in time to, in theory, defuse them. And the reason it's important to remember this is because it seems that every time there is a false flag attack, there's an associated training exercise that makes sure all the necessary people to deal with the aftermath are already in position. Remember, it came out that FEMA was on the ground in New York the night before 9/11 as part of a training drill simulating the crashing of airplanes into skyscrapers during the London 772 bombing. That happened in the middle of a training exercise simulating terrorists bombing an underground train. And now we understand that during the Boston Marathon bombing, there was a training exercise going on. The Department of Homeland Security acknowledged it in their own paperwork, a training exercise simulating a terrorist attack using backpack bombs. And they just keep going and going and going. All right, let's talk about Flight 370 for a while. I know it's kind of calming down. Even CNN is starting to move away and report on other stories. Back when they were all over the South Indian Ocean and they were talking about, we're hearing the pings from the flight data recorders and the cockpit voice recorder. And at the time, I postulated that given the faintness of the signals and the frequencies the signals were on, which were not exactly those used by the locator pingers, that they might actually be hearing cetacean sounds, whale sounds. And then there was an oceanographic expert up in Germany who came out with an article saying exactly the same thing, that to him the impulses seemed to be the clicks that come from beaked whales. In the Daily Mail, where the searchers for Flight 370 are saying that, yeah, maybe these pings are not from the airplane at all. They're too weak to come from the pingers, even though by now the batteries have died. So, yeah, they were chasing whale sounds here. Okay, apparently we're having some communication difficulty with RBN. And I noticed it was very badly garbled coming back the other way during the last commercial break. So whether it's hackers or NSA trying to interfere with the sound, but apparently we're getting a clean connection again. So my apologies for all the technical issues out there. But you may find this hard to believe. There are a lot of people out there, certainly inside the United States government, who don't like what we're saying here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and they love to tinker and play their little games here. Or alternative theory, our infrastructure continues to degrade, decline, rot away because all of the money flowing out of your pockets is going to Israel and war and propping up Wall Street. We're going to be getting on to that a little bit later on. There's evidence surfacing that the Federal Reserve is buying U.S. bonds through other countries to conceal just how much the U.S. government is being propped up by instantly created money. Getting on back to Flight 370 and the admission that the pings they were hearing in the South Indian Ocean probably did not come from the aircraft. The Flight 370 families are now demanding all of the raw data so that they can have it independently analyzed because of the botch up after botch up after botch up, or cover up after cover up after cover up going on regarding Flight 370. Starting to see a lot of articles saying, well, Flight 370 will never be found. It's time to move on. They want this thing to go away. Now, getting on to a health story. The MERS virus, there are now four known cases here in the United States. There was the first one up there in Indiana. Then there was a second case reported down in Florida. Apparently, two of the health care workers who came into contact with the patient in Florida have themselves come down with the illness. One of them is hospitalized in isolation. The other one has been treated and sent home. So this is something to keep an eye on. And you may want to think about stocking up on some of that colloidal silver, which is a very effective antiviral, antibacterial compound that you can buy without a doctor's prescription, or you can even make it in your own home, which I'm starting to do now. I started building a little colloidal silver setup following the Ebola outbreak in Africa. And the next time I do a run, I'll take a picture of it and show you how simple it really is. Now then, getting on to the corporate media, we were talking the other day about how MSNBC's ratings are at a 7-year low, and now apparently CNN's Friday 9 p.m. hour, hosted by Bill Weir, just hit its second lowest ratings in the last 15 years. And they're actually giving out the numbers here. 48,000 viewers. In their sampling, Nielsen says it's 226,000. Yes, CNN is beating the Republic Broadcasting Network, but not by much. Article over at the Wall Street Journal confirms advertising revenues are shifting over to the Internet from network TV. And we've noticed it here. We're getting a lot more inquiries for advertising these days. Now, getting on up to Detroit, interesting development there. The city, of course, is in bankruptcy. They've got a special manager that is looting. Oh, we got to take a break for commercials here. We'll pick up on Detroit right after these commercials.
Neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And the phone lines are loading up. But I do want to finish this story about Detroit, because it's very alarming. In theory, the special manager for Detroit loses his job on the day the city emerges from bankruptcy. But now the state of Michigan is talking about setting up this unelected financial oversight committee. It's called the Michigan Settlement Administration Authority that will run Detroit for 2 decades, overruling the local government. The people on this MSAA are primarily bankers. So they're trying to set the model for permanent rule of the society by the bankers directly. They're not even going to have to go through the pretense of operating through the civil government. That is definitely fascism on the march here. All right, we're going to start taking some phone calls. John in Barbados, aloha. John, welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Yes, a welcome here from your local friendly Goyim Guardsman. Mm-hmm. I was looking at CNN the other night. Wonderful report on the Ukrainian referendum. Unfortunately, they had a flag with an arrow pointing directly down to Ukraine in the center of Pakistan.
Yes, we saw that. We had that picture up on our website yesterday.
Well, I know America's strong suit isn't geography, but goodness me, surely CNN can employ somebody who knows a little bit.
Well, you know, a lot of Americans learn geography because of war, but we're having a drone war with Pakistan, and it was a major goof by CNN, and it basically tells us that as their ad revenues continue to decline and they're having to let people go, you know, they're probably relying on a lot of college interns and other people to come on in, and they don't have the budget for somebody to be looking over their shoulder saying, you're making a mistake here. When I worked in film and television, we had daily screenings every day, and it wasn't just polite and fun and look at what each other is doing. You would have 100 sets of eyes in that room looking at the work to spot the problems. And that you know, is no longer being done. Here in Hawaii, our local network affiliates, I used to do a lot of business with them when I was producing local TV commercials. And the last time I went down to one of them, and I'm not going to say which network it is, the place was just this vast empty barn with at least 80% of the offices were sitting there empty. They were using some of my students from UH as interns to do the editing. And it is a sign of just how stressed the corporate media is as they continue to lose audience and advertising revenues.
Yes, Michael. Okay. Have you seen the latest viral photograph of Michelle Obama? She was originally holding a sign which was talking about Boko Haram and bringing our girls back.
Yes.
But the sign has been modified, and it says, "My husband has killed more young girls than Boko Haram could ever do."
I did see that. And I imagine that picture is probably going to get used a lot, you know, with her holding that card, and people will just put all kinds of thoughts on there.
Yep. So things seem to be crumbling for this U.S. administration rapidly.
Well, it's crumbling for the entire government. They have this incredible credibility problem. Nobody believes them anymore. The reality of how information flows through society has changed dramatically with the advent of the Internet and the World Wide Web. And they knew it was a problem because we've had those memos that have been released from the Clinton administration showing the White House in an absolute panic that Americans were able to access information without it being filtered through the corporate media or coming from government spokespeople. And what that tells us is that even back then in the Clinton years, what we were being told, what we were seeing on TV, was already very tightly under government control. And they were in an absolute panic. And what they should be doing is standing up there and saying, okay, yes, past administrations did lie to you. We acknowledge that. But we're going to adopt a new model, or an old model, going back to the original Constitutional Republic, where we understand we can't lie to you anymore. And we will try and persuade you. And if we can't persuade you, then we're just going to drop the policy. Unfortunately, there's a bunch of old Cold War fossils still calling the shots behind the scenes in Washington, D.C., and their motto continues to be, if at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again.
Well, as far as I can see, as this the government, its credibility is reduced, and as it's going down, police brutality in America is going up, and it seems to be on a reciprocal course.
It absolutely does. The police have obviously been turned into a force to terrorize the American people into obedience and silence. That, too, is failing miserably. People are getting very, very angry at this treatment. And these are very dark times. This is not the nation I thought I lived in. It's not even the nation that I lived in when I was a kid. It has become something truly monstrous and very, very ugly. And what is missing right now is 300 million Americans standing up at the same time and saying, we're not going to take this anymore. We're not. This government has delegitimized itself by failing to comply with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And if they're not going to play by that contract, we don't have to pay them any more of our money. We don't have to obey their orders. And we certainly do not have to sacrifice the lives of our children in any more of these wars of conquest.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, Michael, America is entirely different from my experience of that nation all over in the 1960s as playing war games with the American Air Force, because I was in the Royal Air Force, and we spent lots of time over there in competitions and what have you. It ain't the same place anymore.
It isn't.
It's so disappointing, you know.
It is. It's like watching a loved one waste away from a long, lingering illness that you know is going to end in a fatality, and you can't do a thing about it. And it's painful to watch it happen. It absolutely is. And, you know, I've been doing this now for a little more than 20 years, hoping to create a public climate that would encourage the government to sort of go back to its constitutional roots and being a republic, and having a little more respect for the American people and recognizing that the government works for the American people, not the other way around. But unfortunately, there's a lot of very hard belief inside the current power structure that things are just great the way they are, and would only be better if they went further along the line into fascism. Ultimately, we're heading either for a collapse or an outright revolution in this country. I favor collapse. Less people are going to die that way.
Right. From my last visit to America in the 90s, the biggest difference I noticed in communities, because I made friends with American airmen, and I went to Fayetteville and Pope Air Force Base.
Yes.
And the biggest difference I noticed is that American families hardly know their neighbors. They hardly speak to each other anymore. They're so insular.
That's the way the government wants it. They don't want Americans talking among themselves. Now, obviously, Claire and I follow a different set of guidelines. We're very close with our neighbors. We're building a local neighborhood network that we can basically call on if things get really bad, to support each other and take care of each other, because I think that's going to be essential to surviving the collapse of the Federal Reserve System and the U.S. government. But you're right. There's a lot of isolation, and it's very much desired. The government doesn't want us communicating with each other, either in person or on the internet. They want us back to being dependent on the TV nightly news to tell us what to think. But those days are gone forever, and they're not going to come back.
Well, I think the internet now is, with people talking to each other over Skype and various other forums, it's no wonder they want to close it down rapidly, because people are coming together, not just in America, but worldwide.
Yeah.
You know, I talk to Japanese, to Chinese, to Indians, Pakistanis, Egyptians, even Israelis.
Okay. John, I got to cut you off because we're coming up on a commercial break, and I want to add one thought to that. We know that at some point the U.S. government is going to have to try another false flag to get us all riled up to go to war with Russia and China, and it could very well be a virtual 911 that shuts down the internet, except, of course, for those businesses making money off the internet. They're trying to find a way to shut it down without appearing to be a dictatorship, a tyranny, and to be in violation of the First Amendment. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with Pat dropped Scott in Washington after this commercial break.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks, then they tell us. The banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Going back to the phone, Scott in Washington. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Mike.
Aloha. Hello? You're on the air.
Oh, all right. I just had a couple of quick points I wanted to bounce off you real quick here. This Chucklefutz guy that's running for the seat in two different states.
Yes.
Why is that being allowed? As far as it goes, if he doesn't live there, he shouldn't be able to represent there. He doesn't know what's going on there.
I thought that was supposed to be the rule, but we know that a lot of politicians don't follow that rule. They just have to establish legal residency in the state to be eligible. I mean, look at when Hillary Clinton decided she was going to run for the Senate from the state of New York. She just moved there, got a townhouse, said, I'm now a resident, and was set up to take over that Senate seat. So,
yeah.
They did basically bend the rules.
Yeah, there's too much of that going on. You think it'd be a good idea for them to be a resident of where they're going to be representing for at least 10 years before they run for any office?
I don't know that that's necessarily practical in the current age where we have a very mobile workforce. I would say probably 2 years is a little more realistic.
The only other thing I gotta say here real quick is when the stuff goes, you know, when everything ends up crashing, Wall Street goes down and all that, when we're rebuilding everything, I think it'd be a good idea to get rid of the Electoral College. It's outdated and it's no longer needed.
I would agree with you on that one. I would agree with you on that.
It was set up to, make it faster for them to get the votes needed way back when it took a month or so to go across the country. Now, that's, face to face. Case in point, I'm in Washington, you're in Hawaii.
Yes.
You know?
No, I agree the Electoral College isn't needed. And when the Electoral College was set up, the country was only 13 states. And it was all about, rather than trying to convey a vote count accurately from one state to another, because they had problems with stolen elections even back in 1780. So the idea was each state would elect a group of electors who would then go to the electoral college and then under supervision cast the votes for those top offices. But I agree, it's absolutely not necessary any longer.
Yeah, well, it makes it too convenient for the career politicians to manipulate the vote lines for who gets the electoral college votes for that state.
Well, we've seen a lot of that going on where, you know, they're always arguing between proportional representation and winner takes all. There have actually been a couple of instances in history where the electors would get to the electoral college and then vote for the other guy. Either they were blackmailed or bribed or whatever. I agree it's a vestigial remnant of the original nation that has no place in the 21st century of instant communication. But I do think that we need to have a national election system that is fully transparent and answerable to the people instead of this privately owned company that's owned by the TV networks and the Washington Post and the New York Times that counts the election and then announces who our new rulers are without any there's no government oversight of it. There's no civilian oversight of it. It's a complete black box, and they have been caught lying on elections in the past.
Yes, yes. Amen to that. All right, Mike, I'm going to let you take more calls. Thank you for what you do. Say hello to the Lady Claire, and keep up the good fight, man.
All right, I certainly will. Thank you very much. All righty, let's see. Now, yesterday we were talking about Tim Geithner's new memoir in which he writes that he was under pressure from the White House to mislead the American public about the economy. Now, today the corporate media claims to have a really good friend of Tim Geithner out there saying that, oh, absolutely not. The White House was not encouraging him to mislead the public here, which is utterly worthless in this day and age here. But going into details, apparently, according to Tim Geithner, the White House wanted him, as he made the rounds on the Sunday talk shows, to downplay the part Social Security played in driving the deficit. And I think the reason for that is very simple. We know that administrations going back to the Clinton administration have been, you'll pardon the expression, borrowing the cash surplus that was in the Social Security Trust Fund to fund the baby boomer retirements. And now, of course, they can't pay it back. And Obama obviously does not want the public thinking too carefully about how their money has been handled in that trust fund, because it's not the government's money. And the reality is that the United States government is already in economic default, but they chose intentionally to default on you, the American worker, because you can't do anything about it in their eyes. You can't affect the government's credit rating. You can't collect any collateral. The government just basically took your retirement money. They called it a loan. It's actually embezzlement. And now they can't pay it back. And that is probably a big reason why Obama was telling Tim Geithner, don't talk about Social Security. Can't have them looking at that. All righty, we've got another caller on the line. Joe in California. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I just wanted to say it's been a long time since I've called in, so I wanted to say it's good to see you back in the chair without any little tube on your nose and all that.
And that was an ugly episode, and I got to tell you, man, even I had insurance, but the hospital bills are still killing me.
Oh, yeah.
It's ugly.
Well, I also wanted to say that partly under, you know, inspiration from hearing about it from you, I took a drive out to the Bundy Ranch and met some people there, and I just wanted to say they're good people and humble, hardworking Christian ranchers, and they just want to, you know, protect their cattle and sell some beef. And the atmosphere was pretty calm when I got out there. I got out there a few days after the big Saturday standoff that they had, and so I met some people that were there during that Saturday standoff. And I would just put a shout-out to your listeners to say, man, if you're anywhere near Clark County, you should get out there and spend a day or two and meet those people and show your support. If you support them, get out there.
I would agree. I mean, despite all the dire warnings of drone strikes and everything, at this point the federal government seems to have backed off a direct confrontation, and now they're going to go for harassment. The FBI is apparently investigating all of the Bundy supporters for anything they can find to justify arresting them and picking them off one by one by one. They're focusing on weapons charges, but my understanding is that all of the guns that are in the hands of those people at the Bundy Ranch are legally owned, they're fully registered, and they're in compliance with all the current gun laws. But the FBI is just searching, trying to find something that they can use to start picking these people off one by one. And I think it's quite revealing that the U.S. government understands a direct full-on confrontation is not going to play very well with the American people right now, especially because most Americans understand it is the government that is in the wrong here. The federal government is not allowed to own and control land other than what is under federal government buildings and military bases. Public lands are owned and controlled by the state.
That's right.
And the Bureau of Land Management was way off its jurisdiction coming on in and changing the agreement they had with the Bundy family for grazing rights. They wanted the grazing fees to go on, and all of a sudden they said, you've got to cut the number of cattle you have grazing on public land by 90% to protect the desert tortoise. And we understand the real agenda was to drive the Bundy Ranch out of business so they'd have to sell their land for corporate development. That's the game. They've done it to every other ranch in that same neighborhood. Bundy is the last one. And I think the American people have reached the breaking point with this overreaching central federal government that is absolutely not in compliance with the Constitution and the law of the land. And their attitude over in Washington, D.C. is laws are for the little people. We have to take a break here for our top of the hour segment. Thank you for the call, Joe. We're going to let you go, and we'll be back after these few words.